patient name, Persephone, spelled P-E-R-S-E-F-E-N-I, last name Angeles, A-N-G-E-L-E-S, date of birth 3/27/08, date of service 12/6/23. This is a 15-year-old female patient here with complaint of left arm pain. Apparently she was getting out of bed at 5 o'clock this morning and slipped as she was getting off of her bunk bed and fell onto the left arm, minimally so, but it's been bothering her throughout the day. I've asked Mom if she wants to have me x-ray it, and Mom says that she's confident that it's not broken and she doesn't need an x-ray. And patient does have full flexibility and mobility to that arm. There's no deformity. She's minimally tender. If anything, it's a soft tissue injury. Period in the paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 102. Respirations 18, temperature 98.6, oxygenation 96%, current weight 260 pounds. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none medical history, none surgical history, none social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, in a paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She is sitting on the exam table. She looks very pleasant. She doesn't look like she's in any pain. She's swinging her legs back and forth over the edge of the exam table. She has full mobility on that left arm as well. HEENT is unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. Lungs are clear, abdomen is morbidly obese. Period, a paragraph examination over that left arm. It is symmetric with the right arm. She does have some tenderness in the mid-forearm area. Mildly tender. Both patient and mom seem very confident that there is no fracture there, and they are not requesting any x-ray, so we're going to not accomplish that today. She's going to monitor symptoms. They also have refused any medications for me. I was going to offer ibuprofen, and mom tells me that she has plenty of ibuprofen at her house through the 200 milligram over-the-counter tablets, and that she will give her daughter three of them three times a day. As needed for pain, I've also advised that a heating pad may help, but first to start off with any anti-inflammatory effect by applying a cold compress for a few days first. Mom understands plan of care, and I'll return to clinic if needed.